the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. Along the Boise River, between the Barber Dam and the Highway 21 Bridge, sits about 700 acres of land that supports more than 300 native species. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is hoping to restore some of that land at Barber Pool for fish, for wildlife, water quality, and for people. And Boise State University is sponsoring a project to restore several side channels of the river. So here to tell us more is Greg Kaltenecker, director of the Intermountain Bird Observatory at Boise State. Greg, hi. Thanks for being on.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
So where is this spot on the Boise River? Where is it at exactly?
So it's located in southeast Boise, below the Lucky Peak Dam, and it's kind of sandwiched in between two dams, the Diversion Dam, which diverts water into the New York Canal, and then the Barber Dam.
Okay. And what does it look like? We have an aerial shot, which we're going to put on our website, that you took from a drone. But what does it look like now? What's the landscape like?
So it's a combination of the river sort of runs right through the middle of it. And there's a bunch of old side channels that are in you know, various degrees of having riparian vegetation along them. And then there's quite a bit of uplands on the property as well. But as you said in your introduction, it's over 700 acres of undeveloped land that is pretty much dedicated to wildlife and their habitat. So it's an incredible resource, I think, to have, you know, right here within the city of Boise. You know, it's very unique. Not many cities of this size can boast having, you know, that much acreage, you know, inside their city dedicated to wildlife. So
definitely lucky mm-hmm. to have it here. So what kind of fish and wildlife are we talking about? There's plants. I know there's fish, lots of fish and wildlife, both small and large.
Yes. Yeah. So the Boise River itself, you know, supports healthy populations of fish. So of interest to our listeners, you know, there are trout that are supported in this section of the river, along with a number of other sort of non-game fish species. The riparian habitat itself along the river supports, large variety of different birds during spring and fall migrations, as well as during the breeding season. And if you live in Boise, you're certainly aware there's lots and lots of waterfowl that congregate along the Boise River in the wintertime, Canada geese and mallard ducks and all kinds of other species of waterfowl that can be found there.
So talk about this project that Boise State is sponsoring with the Corps of Engineers. What are you hoping to do at the site?
Well, this project, the Corps calls it their 1135 program. It's authorized under the Section 1135 of the Water Resources Development Act, but basically it allows the Corps of Engineers to go back into areas where maybe a historic project of theirs has contributed to environmental degradation. And so basically it's an ecosystem restoration program. And what they do is they partner with a non-federal sponsor. And in this case, it's Boise State University to first develop a feasibility study. And so during this feasibility phase, which we're currently in, that non-federal sponsor has the ability to go out into the community and pull together a group of partners that can contribute to this project to provide non-federal matching funds. And during this feasibility study, they look at all kinds of alternatives and different types of projects that can accomplish this goal of ecosystem restoration. And so that's where we're at right now. We are looking at the different types of projects. You mentioned restoration of side channels. We're also looking at in-stream habitat improvements and different types of improvements to riparian vegetation that are going to benefit fish, wildlife, and water quality on the Boise River. In addition to that, we have found that managing, you know, human access is one of the best ways to improve habitat. Given that this area, you know, is in the middle of a city, people love to come out there. They love to recreate. They love to get down to the river. It's very popular with fishermen and with other recreationists. And, you know, quite frankly, people are, you know, they love it to death. And so really part of these restoration goals are going to include access management so that, you know, that so that humans and human recreation can occur in such a way that it doesn't really negatively impact the quality wildlife and fish habitat that's there.
Wow. Okay, you mentioned getting support for the project. You've already signed up some folks, everything from Boise Valley Fly Fishers to Micron Technology. You're looking for more sponsors. How much money do you need to raise?
So for this feasibility phase, we need to raise about $400,000, mm-hmm. just shy of $400,000. But once the feasibility phase is over, and we all hope, you know, recommendations from the Corps are going to move forward with the design and construction phase, then we'll need to bring in about $3 million from the community for the design and construction phase. But, you know, you started to list off our long list of partners. Boise City is there, Micron, you know, the Harris Ranch Wildlife Mitigation Association, Department of Fish and Game, the Nature Conservancy of Idaho. You mentioned the Fly Fishing Group, mm-hmm. Boise Valley Fly Fishers, the local Audubon chapter, American Company. There's a long list. Idaho Foundation for Parks and Lands is there, who are the main landowner in Barber Pool itself. And so there's a long list of partners, but yes, we are looking for other partners that can contribute to this effort and really, you know, see improvement along the Boise River in this area.
We're speaking with Greg Kaltenecker, director of the Intermountain Bird Observatory at Boise State, about a new project to protect part of the Boise River at Barber Pool. This is not the first time that the observatory has taken on a project to restore a channel of the river. Can you tell us just a little bit about IBO on the river?
You bet. So the Intermountain Bird Observatory is developing the Diane Moore Nature Center, which is also referred to as IBO on the river. And that is just under the Highway 21 bridge in Southeast Boise, where the high bridge crosses the river. We have over 25 acres there, part of which the university actually owns and part of which we manage with the Idaho Department of Transportation. And so, yeah, about 5 or 6 years ago, we started this long process of doing a feasibility study and then environmental permitting and finally the construction phase of developing about a half mile long side channel. Micron stepped in as a great partner because this project, you know, improves water quality along the Boise River, which is one of their corporate goals. And so yeah, Micron came in as a partner. They funded planning and construction of the side channel and then donated the entity to Boise State when it was completed. And within a couple of months of completing construction, there were 20-inch rainbow trout spawning in this brand new side channel. And today it is full of juvenile fish. It's providing habitat year round, but especially during the winter and the spring high flows for juvenile fish, which is something that's sorely needed in the Boise River. So it's been a fantastic success. The riparian habitat is coming back, and it's been a great demonstration at the Diane Moore Nature Center, which is kind of a site, you know, where we're demonstrating best practices in ecological restoration and providing public access as well.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, what are the next steps for the Barber Pool project? You have an open house next week, I believe.
Yeah, next week coming up is a public scoping meeting, and we invite all interested parties to come to that meeting and provide input on the various projects that we're proposing, input on the project as a whole. So yeah, we're putting it out there to the community, inviting everybody who has an interest in this to come out and give us some input. So
wow,
love to see you there.
We've been speaking with Greg Kaltenecker, director of the Intermountain Bird Observatory at Boise State, about a new project to protect part of the Boise River at Barber Pool. As we mentioned, there will be a public meeting about the project on November 20th at the Barber Park Education and Events Center, and we're going to put a link on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Greg, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you so much. Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.